This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, the video.
If they had a been like Ben.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Oh, yes, it is. A very good evening, one and all. Hello once again, everybody. Yes, it's the 30th of June. It's just gone 6 o'clock, which means it's the show that goes like this with me now here on Phoenix with you for a couple of hours. And as has been the case for the last few weeks, Ian Lee leaves the studio and the cleaning lady, who's been wandering around somewhere in the back of beyond, has made it into the studio, which is rather exciting. Winnie's here. Hello, Winnie.
Hey up, Chuck. You've been chatting my wife up.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Oh,
you've been chatting my wife up.
No, I haven't at all, sir.
I'm her husband, Willie.
Willie? Yeah. Willie.
I'm a little Willie, that's what I am.
That makes sense.
I'm only 4'6".
No, that's why I couldn't see you down there. I thought it was still Winnie.
I've been here all afternoon. I've been watching that other bloke.
Oh, right, that is.
Hey, nutty as a fruitcake. Yeah. Nutty as a fruitcake, I'm telling you.
Absolutely, yes. So
now, what you did with my wife? Where was she? She said she was coming in.
Yeah, I think she's doing the last bit of cleaning.
I've got to go out in the corridor and have a little look, see if I can find her, see if she'll come in.
Good. Oh, Mr. Simmons, Simmons, don't let him upset you. He's a bully sometimes. He gets very jealous of other men, he does.
Does he? I'm really
sorry. Yes, I only brought him in because I heard you were talking about hemorrhoids.
Well, I don't know if I could help him, really, in any way. We're just talking about them. It was
Well, now he's going to be celebrating. He takes his cushion with him everywhere he goes. He's got a lovely rubber ring.
Excellent. Well, I hope he doesn't stand on ceremony.
Oh, he can't stand for too long. Not with those short legs.
Excellent. Did you know, Winnie, one thing I forgot to tell Ian as well, when we were asking about what days it is, now I've referred to my notes, I can remember, it's exactly halfway through the year at this point now, and it's known as 182 day all over the world.
Oh, it's having a blink out, is it?
Well, there you go, you see. That leads me into the opening track for tonight.
Oh, lovely, Mr. Simmons, have a lovely show. I've got to get my galoshes on, the toilet's flooded again.
Good luck dealing with that. It's time. What I say, Winnie, is don't sweat all the small things. Here's Blink-182.
Your ride.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Blink 182 then with All the Small Things. And we're gonna go from talking about small things to talking about gigantic things. Yes, it is 182 day, Blink 182 day today, because it's halfway through the year. It kind of makes sense when you think about it, being the 30th of June and everything like that, the end of the sixth month. I suppose it ought to be halfway through the year. But at a certain point today, if you go from midnight last night, I guess it was at midday today. You're exactly halfway through the year. So, yeah, rather exciting. If you want to be exactly mathematical about it, it was 6 hours, 8 minutes and 54 seconds ago. But if you kind of don't mind rounding, it's right now during the show that goes like this. Hope your Tuesday's treating you well. Keep it here, 98.0 in the area, phoenixfm.com, anywhere else. And great to have you along and listening. And great if you can get interactive and get involved on the show that goes like this. Please get onto social media, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook or at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And if you're my friend as well, you can check out my personal profile with a cartoon version of myself as the profile picture, just Ben Simmons on Facebook as well. And keep those tabs open. There will be opportunities to get interactive and get involved. And many of you have done so throughout the afternoon today in preparation for this show because, yes, I said we were going from small things to large things. And as I said at the end of Ian Lee's Drive Time show there, the 30th of June is International Asteroid Day. Yes, huge cause for celebration everywhere to asteroid fanciers all over the globe or people that are absolutely terrified of one that's miles wide hitting the Earth at great speed and doing something akin to wiping out the dinosaurs, which is what scientists believe happened millions of years back and why we don't share this planet with dinosaurs right now. I suspect if we did try and share the planet with dinosaurs right now, we wouldn't be quite the top of the food chain that we seem to be at the moment. Anyway, well, let's keep your Tuesday exciting for you. Keep it here. Many of these song suggestions you're going to hear throughout tonight's show then are related to the world of space, the world of astronomy, that looking up into the sky and seeing celestial things and being interested and excited by them. Here's a song, when I first heard it, I absolutely loved. It's kind of got two parts, hasn't it? Starts a bit wacky, gets a bit less wacky, and gets a bit wacky again at the end. One of your traditional one-hit wonders from the... was it mid-90s? Or maybe getting on for late 90s? Anyway, we're talking about asteroids. Here's Babylon Zoo. It's Spaceman.
Just Phoenix FM.
Babylon Zoo and Spaceman there, then, courtesy of Eddie Bushell up in Norfolk. Thank you so much to you for suggesting that. Multiple former Legend of the Week Award winner, Mr. Eddie Bushell, weighs in straight away this week with a fabulous song suggestion, all related to International Asteroid Day. The rest of the tracks you're going to hear, we open with Blink 182 because we're halfway through the year. But from now on, it's all astronomy related. It's all looking up into the sky and beyond and wondering whether we're alone in this big old universe, and hoping there aren't any asteroids coming too close to Earth in the foreseeable future. Anyway, but yes, Babylon Zoo and Spaceman, I was right, did a bit of checking up. It was January 1996 that was released, went straight in the charts at number one because it featured on a Levi's advert. And yeah, Jazz Man was the lead singer of Babylon Zoo. There we go. And Eddie Bushell, clearly listening, he's done very well. And I've now got an interesting picture I've been sent on a private message, it has to be said, Eddie doesn't want it public, of his emoji that you can create on Facebook, his sort of avatar, sat next to an alien on a flying saucer. It's rather exciting. Sadly, Eddie, that isn't the criteria for Legend of the Week this week, although you've got some great involvement in earlier on. Straight away early on in this show, so thank you very much for that. Stay right there, don't go anywhere, because I sense you may want to get involved throughout the rest of the show as well, which is truly marvellous. And anybody can do so, as long as you're listening, as long as you happen to be on social media at the same time. If you're listening on the internet, I always say leave it on a tab and then you can go and do other things on the internet as well and still hear this playing out for you, which is marvellous. And then you can open your Facebook and your Twitter and do all the interactive things I request occasionally throughout this programme and really feel a part of this show, one of the most interactive shows on this station. Absolutely fabulous. Now, I'm getting straight in there with the hotly contested poll this evening. Sometimes I leave it till a bit nearer the end, certainly into the second hour, but we're getting straight in there. And there's already been some votes come in before I've even mentioned it on the radio, which is marvellous. Because we're looking at space and asteroids and the sky and the universe, I am asking the highly controversial question, will we find out aliens exist in our lifetime? When I say we and our, I mean me. So maybe the next 40 or 50 years. Will we find out aliens exist in our lifetime? And the votes have been trickling in already. At the moment, 43% of voters say yes, 57% say no. Will those figures change during the course of the next couple of hours? If you want to get involved, get yourself on the Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. It is shared to my personal page as well. And we can see what votes come in throughout the show. I'll keep you updated. It's sure to be hotly contested. Do aliens exist, basically? It's a yes or no, simple one-click question. Will not take you very long to get involved. Please do so. While we all think about that and all think about gazing up into the sky and wondering if we're going to be visited by a different species from another planet, will it be a rocket man that comes along? Does Elton John know?
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man, burning out of fuse out of paragon. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time to touchdown brings me round again. Find I'm not the man that
same kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man, a rocket man. And I think it's gonna be down brings me round again to find I'm not the man that think I am at home. I'm down, down, down. I'm a rocket man, rocket man, burning out his fuse out there alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time to talk it down.
Phoenix FM.
That was Elton then, courtesy of Mark Reed. Thank you so much for suggesting Rocket Man. Yes, we're dealing with all things spacey, asteroidy, outer spacey, planety, etc. And other things that probably shouldn't have a Y on the end of the word, but I've said it anyway. Careless. I don't care. What I didn't mean was careless, as in I've failed to be careful. I meant I don't care. I'm deliberately showing less care. Anyway, enough inane ramblings. We've already had more votes come in. Thank you very much. It's swung the other way now. Will we find out aliens exist in our lifetime? Now 64% of voters say yes. Just 36% say no. If you want to change things, cast your vote. Actually be interactive and get involved. Speaking of get involved, I love it when people get in touch with the programme. I had a message from another former multiple Legend of the Week award winner, Mr. Bobbo Roberts. So hello to you, sir. Hope you and your family are very well. And he said, can we have a shout out for his fabulous sister, Kitty? So to Kitty Roberts, a big hello to you from the show that goes like this, me, Ben, and everyone here at Phoenix FM. From Bobbo as well, and lots of love. So that is fantastic. Thank you very much for that message. Glad to do that for you guys. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday evening so far. Keep it here then, phoenixfm.com or 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. You're going to hear a lot of tracks that have been suggested by you lovely people out there on social media throughout the day that all relate to asteroids in some way or another, or at least the world of outer space somehow. So keep it here. Great music guaranteed, not constrained by genre or time, just the current themes that we're talking about and making the tracks fit in with the themes. And you guys have been very, well, inventive in finding tracks that link to the theme. So thank you very much for that. I'm going to get another track on shortly, and then I may explain the Legend of the Week award a bit earlier on this show as well this week, and then we'll save Ben's Impossible Question for the second hour and celebrity birthdays as well. Loads of stuff. It's all happening, so you got to keep it here. Right then, here's another track. It's A Sky Full of Stars. It's Coldplay.
gonna give you my heart. Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. Cause you light up the path. I don't care.
FM.
A Sky Full of Stars by Coldplay there, courtesy of Lauren DaCosta, who suggested I play that on social media earlier on today. Thanks very much for getting involved, for getting interactive and making that request. That's what happens. You suggest a song, it fits in with the theme, I like it, I think it will work. I can get it into our extensive Phoenix FM library. You hear it on the airwaves. It's all thanks to you. Marvellous. And, yeah, it's the 30th of June. We're forgetting it's Blink 182 Day now. Well, for the rest of the show, at least. I may refer back to it occasionally. But it's International Asteroid Day. How many international asteroids are there out there listening to this programme? No, it doesn't mean like that, of course. We're just celebrating asteroids all over the world, I guess. Are they something to be celebrated? We've all seen Armageddon and the other one that came out about the same time. It's quite a funny story, actually. At the time the film, the Bruce Willis film Armageddon came out, I was at university and we were living in a house with four other people. And one of the housemates said, I'm going down the video shop to rent a video, because obviously you didn't have your Netflix and your Amazon Prime Video then and all that kind of stuff. You still had your Blockbusters and went and got VHS tapes. Anyway, he went off to the video shop to find something exciting. And he came back and he said, I can't believe I've got this film, Armageddon. And we're like, you got it from the video store? And he said, yeah. We're like, mate, it's just come out in the cinema about a week ago. There's no way it's in the video store. And he went, you know, I've got it. It's Armageddon. Definitely says it on the box. We put the tape in. And it was some terrible straight-to-video TV movie from the late 80s that also happened to be called Armageddon, not featuring Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck and Liv Tyler, and was a huge letdown. And I don't think anybody in the house that evening made it through to the end of that said film, not even the bloke who'd rented it for £3 or however much it was at the time. But thanks, Jim, for those memories. There we go. Now, I'm going to play one more track, and then I've got an exciting track by an artist coming up, and you're going to have to guess who the track is by. That's something to look forward to, isn't it? Here's another suggestion that came from you guys, then I'll tell you who it was afterwards. It's The Prodigy, Out of Space.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. It's just gone 6:30 on the 30th of June. As ever, it's a Tuesday night, which means I'm here right now with you up until 8, and you're never quite sure what's coming next. Loads of wacky stuff going on, especially on tonight's programme. Yes, we're looking throughout it at the world of outer space. It is International Asteroid Day. We hope none of them are coming anywhere near planet Earth. As of this moment, it's also Blink 182 Day. Not really celebrating the band, it's the 182nd day of the year. So halfway through today, it's halfway through the year. Exactly. Rather excitingly. And we don't really need to dwell on this at all, but I thought I'd share it with you. Apparently the 30th of June is Social Media Day. So, you know, all those other days in the year that you don't bother with it, today maybe give it a chance. Social media. Yeah. It's not popular enough, it needs its own day to really draw attention to it, I think. Right, let's move on. That song from The Prodigy, Out of Space, was suggested by the fabulously rhymingly named Aria Carrier. Thank you so much for doing that. I've always loved Aria Carrier's name. She has messaged this station and this particular programme before, but thank you very much for getting involved again. And thank you very much for having that fabulous name. So well done. Aria Carrier. I'm just going to say it once again. I may say it again later on just because I enjoy saying it. She's probably sick of it, but there you go. Anyway, keep your dial here. It's 98.0, or keep your internet tab on this station, phoenixfm.com. Now then, I mentioned a minute ago, I'm going to play a track, and there's a little bit of mystery behind this track. And after this track, we will explain what you have to do for Legend of the Week tonight and how you could get that accolade. But although this track is nothing actually to do with the accolade, there's a little bit of a challenge behind it. I'm going to play a track. You've got to guess who the main singer is on the track, and you've got to guess who it was written by. If you're on my social media right now, my Ben Simmons radio page or my Ben Simmons personal page, just post anything, or make a post on your own page and tag my name in it, just with whatever answer you think that is. So who do you think is singing this song? Who do you think it could have been written by? It's a song that fits in with the theme of tonight's show, because it's called The Space Between the Walls. And I am genuinely interested to know who you think is singing it and who you think has written it. Good luck. Challenge begins now.
There's a place I long to be. It is a space for you and me, with just a trace of secrecy. 'Cause it's a place where no one ever calls. If you are so inclined, we will find the space between the walls. Might take a week, could be a year. No need to speak, no one will hear. It is unique, but have no fear, we'll soon be near its hallowed halls. So take my hand and soon we'll stand within the space between the walls. Some say that it's surreal, it's just a figment of our own imagination.
It's just the way you feel. I have no answers, no explanation. And when we're there, just you and me, then we will share our fantasy. And we will dare to look and see the rainbows on the waterfalls. No need to pack a case. Soon we'll face the space between the walls. So take my hand and soon we'll stand within the space between the walls. If you are so inclined, then we will find the space between the walls.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, get ready for it. Someone realised fairly quickly in listening to that track. Yes, that was me singing on that song. No word of a lie. Yes, me, Ben Simmons. I was the vocalist on that track, The Space Between the Walls. And it was written... Oh, well, let me just see who anybody has thought... Eddie Bushell says, that's you, that is, on my social media. He's absolutely correct. And then he says, was it written by that alien you got abducted by that time? Well, close, actually. It was written by my father, Keith Simmons, quite a few years back. But we only recorded that version, what, maybe 6 or 7 years ago? As yet, unreleased, although it is available on YouTube. If you enjoyed listening to that and you'd like to listen to it again and you can't wait... until the rerun of this radio show is on the internet and available from tomorrow morning, then you can go to YouTube and type in Simmons and Simmons, Space Between the Walls, and you'll find it. Or maybe some combination of those words, and you can get there slightly quicker without having to type out the whole thing. But The Space Between the Walls by Simmons and Simmons is available to listen to on YouTube. And we have released our pantomime track. Perhaps we should release that one as well. We'll see what popular opinion is. As a result of having given it some airplay on Phoenix FM. There you go. I wasn't intending on doing that. Then realised it fit in with the theme and thought it might be nice for some people to hear a track that maybe not too many people have heard before. So, yes, and well done to my dad. It's a rather lovely track. I enjoyed singing it. I played piano on it as well. My dad was doing the harmonies. I don't know who was doing that wacky sort of spacey, ethereal music, though. Maybe that was those aforementioned aliens, Eddie Bushell. Right, let's get another... more commercial track that has been released. This was suggested by Siobhan Roxburgh earlier on today. The sun is in space, isn't it? This is The Saturday Sun by Crowded House.
Out of existence.
Crowded House and Saturday Sun, courtesy of Siobhan Roxburgh. Thank you very much to you for suggesting that earlier on today. The hotly contested poll was changed before my eyes again while that track was on. Now, a bit more resounding. Will we find out aliens exist in our lifetime? 62% of voters say yes, 38% say no. If you've just tuned into the show and you're thinking, I'd like to cast my vote on that hotly contested poll, how do I do that, please? Then go to Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook on my Ben Simmons personal profile. You may have to scroll down a little bit and you will see the poll. Will we find out aliens exist in our lifetime? It's yes or no. It's a single-click voting process if you've not done it before. Pretty darn simple, I would suggest. Anyway, enjoy the chance to vote on that, and also enjoy the fact that, celebrity birthdays are yet to come, and I still haven't told you about the Legend of the Week Award, and there will be Ben's Impossible Questions. So, let me tell you about the Legend of the Week Award. What do you have to do? Well, on this programme, we're focusing on outer space as it is International Asteroid Day. Lots of people claim to have seen UFOs or had a bizarre experience with UFOs. What I would like you to do now then, legends, to achieve non-legend status and become a full-fledged legend, certainly this week at least, what you need to do is share any stories you have of UFO sightings. Can be directly involving you or can be a friend or family member that it's happened to. I want them to be genuine, and let's see how many people out there that are listening to this programme have actually had an experience with a UFO. If you haven't, then any kind of weird or unexplained thing that has happened to you. And there is a post on my Facebook profile that says just that. For Legend of the Week this week, share any UFO sighting stories you have or something weird or unexplained that has happened to you. Comment below. So you must comment in that particular place on my profile to be eligible for the Legend of the Week Award. Just spend a couple of minutes making sure it's the right post that you're commenting on. So please do that. And when we're saying maybe you haven't had a UFO sighting yourself, I haven't. I've seen a few shooting stars. Maybe they were asteroids. But I have had something unexplained that happened to me only a matter of hours ago. A couple of days back, I was eating some pasta with a tomato sauce and spilled a bit of pasta, upsettingly, onto the T-shirt I was wearing, which was yellow. Tomato sauce and yellow T-shirts don't match very well. The sauce shows up. And clearly, it was going to stain and was going to need some sort of stain remover to get the orange stuff off. I forgot about this, put a wash on without adding any stain remover. So, then when the wash was done, the T-shirt came out and had a slight hint of orange amongst the yellow where it had still not properly had the stains removed. I spoke to my wife, Hayley Jane, about this, and she said, we've got some Vanish, we'll have to remember to do that next time and hopefully the stain will be removed. So I put the T-shirt to dry, and then I picked it up today at around about 2 o'clock. And I said to my wife, that's brilliant, you used Vanish on this T-shirt. Thanks for getting those stains out. And she went, I didn't. I went, are you sure? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, I didn't. And she went, well, they must still be there then. And we looked all over the T-shirt. Stains have gone. Now, I'm not saying aliens did it. You know, they maybe could have been the kindest burglar in the world that broke into our house, saw a dry T-shirt, saw there was some hint of orange stains on it, and decided he was going to get the stains out and leave the T-shirt for us and all our other possessions and not steal anything and just walk away. Who knows? But it's unexplained. That's what I'm saying. It's something a bit weird. So something a bit weird that's happened to you, preferably involving UFOs or aliens, would be marvellous. And you must post the story on the part of my profile where it asks you to do so. Right. Let's get some more celestial body related music. It's Simply Red.
Tell you the way I'm feeling. Anyone who explaining the way I'm feeling for all the jealousy I caused you. The snake's the reason why I'm trying to hide. As for all the things you taught me, it sends my future into clearer dimensions.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The hotly contested poll is going to be very close. It's now 57-43 in favour of the yeses. Will we find out aliens exist in our lifetime? It's up to you to make a difference. Ben Simmons Radio or Ben Simmons on Facebook. Find the poll. Click to cast your vote. Just a single click, yes or no. Basically, do aliens exist? Will we find them out? Will we have evidence that they exist in our lifetime? 57% currently saying no, saying yes, sorry. 43% saying no. Now, it's good when people get involved with this show. The Bushell family in Norfolk frequently get involved with this show, which is truly marvellous. Eddie Bushell has already been in contact a few times. The lovely Naomi Bushell has been in contact as well in the run-up to this programme, suggesting tracks and the like. And hello, as ever, to Lexi and to Frankie Bushell, who I know are in the household as well. Every now and again, I feel like a listener is issuing me a kind of challenge. This happened once with another former Legend of the Week, Rachel Woollett, who I remember a particular song fit in with the theme of the show I was doing that evening, and it was almost like she didn't think I would actually play it and kept suggesting it over and over again. I feel something similar has happened with Eddie Bushell earlier on today, because when I asked for people to suggest tracks that could link to outer space in some way or another, Eddie Bushell said, "Do you have Kuri no Naka no Shujo by Jupiter?" And I think that was a tongue-in-cheek comment to kind of just have a laugh with me and say, "Here's a track you won't ever be able to play." Wrong, Eddie Bushell. Here's Kuri no Naka no Shujo by Jupiter.
その数代が迫り来る逃げられはしない異次元の罠にさらわれた孤独にただ
All right. Calm down, everyone. Yes, that was Curry, no Naka, no Shujo. I'm not going to subject you to the whole thing, but huge thanks to Eddie Bushell for suggesting I play that. Jupiter, clearly, in our solar system, and Eddie's enjoyed that by account of the message he's just sent me, which is marvellous. And apparently, Curry, no Naka, no Shujo in Japanese means inside the forest. So I thought I'd just share that with you, rather than have you wondering what on earth that Japanese song was all about. There we go, but thanks to Eddie Bushell, and I was rather impressed with me bothering to make the effort to find it and get it on the airwaves. I bet that's the first airplay that song has had on Phoenix FM. Anyway, Curry, no Naka, no Shujo, inside the forest. How wonderfully exciting. Shall we have a track that was suggested by Mrs. Bushell that's a bit more regular? Well done, Naomi. Here come the Beatles. Still a bit mad for the Beatles.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes and she's gone. Rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And it's still all happening on the 30th of June here on the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's Social Media Day and it's Blink 182 Day, but it's also International Asteroid Day. And I gather the Roberts household have had an extra visitor while the last few tracks have been on. So to that end, I've now got to say hello to Steph, who's Gillian's niece. So hello to Steph, who's up there with some of the Roberts in some way, somehow. But good to know that you've got an extra person listening, Bobbo. Well done. Absolutely marvellous. Thank you so much for, you know, spreading knowledge of this programme. Every Tuesday, you don't have to be in this area to tune in, phoenixfm.com. Or find us on Facebook and Twitter, and you can get links on there to our website and tune in via there as well. If you've got an iOS device, there's an app for us as well. You can download on the App Store. If you've got a smart speaker, ask it to play Phoenix FM, and it will do so. So many ways you can hear us here on this fabulous community radio station with an incredibly large outreach, around 40,000 listeners a month, and around 200,000, I think it is, website hits every month as well. So quite a big deal for a community radio station. Anyway, it's however you're here, it's lovely that you are here, and thank you very much for doing that. Now, this programme has an outer space kind of theme this evening, thanks to International Asteroid Day. Therefore, loads of the tracks have been suggested by you guys relating to outer space in some way. And Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, obviously a bit weird lyrics from the Beatles, but that was suggested by Naomi Bushell. Thank you very much for doing that. And another kind of celestial body that creates an effect on the Earth is the Sun, where you get an eclipse, don't you? So what about a total eclipse? Yeah, that's when it's even more exciting. What about a total eclipse of the heart? No idea what that's all about, but Paul Milton asked for it.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired. Listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall
apart. Turn around.
A total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
FM.
That is absolutely correct. And that was Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart. I didn't really realise, I haven't listened to her version for quite a while. It gets very shouty at the end, doesn't she? She really wants you to know that she's going to fall apart. And to that end, I've been reminded of a fabulous Bonnie Tyler related gag from Eddie Busher, who says, "My Bonnie Tyler sat nav is rubbish. It keeps telling me to turn around and every now and then it falls apart. But I need it now tonight." No, he never said that. I've added that just to extend the metaphor a little bit further. And I'm not sure if it's really working. I'm dragging it on. But anyway, let's move away. But thanks for reminding me of that gag. It is fabulous. And that was Bonnie Tyler. It was Total Eclipse of the Heart. But I think it's time we move on and get some more Asteroid Day related tracks on as soon as possible. I think after this one, should we go crazy and do celebrity birthdays? I've had a couple of UFO stories come in for Legend of the Week. Remember, this is for consideration for the highly coveted Legend of the Week award. Yes, there may have to be a little bit of effort on your part in that it might not be the top post on my profile. You might have to scroll down. Although actually, having looked, it is now the top post. Where I've reshared it, asking you to share any UFO sighting stories you may have had. If you don't have a UFO sighting story, share the weirdest, most unexplained thing that's ever happened to you. A couple of people have done so already. They have already won the Legend of the Week award before. It could be one of those people again. Multiple Legend of the Week award winners could be about to become multiple Legend of the Week award winners. And I didn't expect to say the word multiple that many times in tonight's show, but you know, multiple times, right? shall we move on? I think it's probably best for everyone, as it comes past 10 past 7 on the 30th of June. We'll get another track on, and here's one that was suggested earlier by Alan Wilkinson, a fellow DJ. He's up in Chesterfield. This is David Bowie.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, that is so he said. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade. That were no DJ, that was hazy cosmic time. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it. Let all the children do get. Switch on the TV, we may pick him up on channel 2. Look out your window, I can see his light. If we can sparkle, he may land tonight. Don't tell your papa, or he'll get us locked up in time. There's a
The legendary David Bowie and Starman, then, courtesy of Alan Wilkinson, another DJ up in Chesterfield. Thanks very much for that, Alan. Hope you are very well, sir. Great suggestion. Fits in with the theme perfectly. Right, let's do this.
Not true. That's impossible.
You've only got about 40 minutes this week to try and answer Ben's impossible question. Now listen carefully to the instructions. And yes, if you're on social media, you may have got a 1 or 2 minute preview of this because I did post it while that last track was on. For my impossible question this week, guess what year I graduated from drama school and add together the digits in that year. Then multiply the number you get by the number of letters in my star sign. So, guess what year I graduated from drama school, add together the digits in that year, whatever number you end up with, multiply that by the number of letters in my star sign. Yes, people frequently get astronomy and astrology confused. I'm not a big one for star signs, but obviously I have one. So guess the number of letters in my star sign, multiply that by the digits in the year I graduated from drama school. And there is a place on my Facebook profile, both the Ben Simmons radio page and my Ben Simmons personal page, asking you to comment below a particular post with your guess, your answer. Who is going to be closest to Ben's impossible question this week?
Not true.
Coming up then, here's a track I absolutely love. First time I heard this, I went out and bought the... I think you still had CD singles at the time. I went out and bought the single, had it on repeat for about 3 hours, annoyed the heck out of everyone. It's Supermen Lovers, Starlight.
We'll be right back.
For Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Absolutely not wrong. It is the show that goes like this. It's 22 minutes and 22 seconds past seven now. That's nice, isn't it, that worked out. I had to slow down my speech slightly, but there you go. Hope your Tuesday's treating you well. It was very hot a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? Well, even maybe a week ago. It's got a little bit less warm this last week. That's Ben's honest weather update for you, maybe. That's another new feature we should try. Some answers dripping in to Ben's impossible question. I don't want to say I've been deluged, because I haven't, but thanks to those of you that have bothered to answer. Just to go over Ben's impossible question once more. Basically, I love playing the jingle, because I get to hear a bit of The Empire Strikes Back. Go on, then.
Not true. That's impossible.
So there is a particular place on my Facebook profile you have to comment with your guess to this question. It's not meant to be easy. It's meant to make you go, what? How on earth could anyone know that? So, guess the year I graduated from drama school, add together the digits in that year, multiply the number you get by the number of letters in my star sign. And then you'll get an answer. Just guess with that answer. There's some wildly different answers come in already, which is marvellous. And another one that's been sent to me privately as well as a private message, which is quite different from some of the others. So, yeah, thanks for all your guesses. Answers will be revealed in around about 25 minutes' time. You're going to have to wait until then. Someone who's been listening all evening is the always effervescent Bobbo Roberts. I don't know if he's ever been described as effervescent before, but that's the feeling I get anyway. And he suggested I play this track earlier on, so I'm going to play it for him now. It's Bobby V.
They say that you're a runaround lover. Though you say it isn't so. But if you put me down for another, I'll know, believe me, I'll know. 'Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes can't help but see. If you aren't true to me, so remember when you tell those little white lies that the night has a thousand eyes. You say that you're at home when you phone me, and how much you really care.
telling me that you're lonely. I'll know if someone is there, 'cause a knife has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes can't help but see if you are true to me. Has a thousand eyes. One of these days you're gonna be sorry, 'cause your game I'm gonna play. And you find out without really trying, each time that my keys are stray. 'Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes will see me. Has a thousand eyes. So remember when you tell those little white lies that the night has a thousand eyes.
Phoenix FM.
Thanks to Bobbo for suggesting that track earlier on this afternoon. And I failed to mention, I think Supermen, Lovers and Starlight was actually suggested by the brilliant Sophie Kane. So thank you to you for doing that as well. We're approaching 7:30. It's flying by for me this evening. Hopefully it is for you lovely listeners as well. And some great answers coming in on the impossible question. Thanks to those of you who are bothering to have a go at that. And we'll have a look at any Legend of the Week potential award winners who've suggested questions or incidences of seeing UFOs or weird experiences a bit later on. So, yes, keep it here, Phoenix FM, on the show that goes like this with you up until 8 o'clock. After me, Rob Harvey is in with Synth City from 8 till 10. And then from 10 until midnight, it's Steve Davis. Yes, the Steve Davis of snooker fame with his interesting alternative show. So keep your dial on Phoenix FM all the way through this brilliant Tuesday evening. Here's a track I loved listening to when I was quite small, just getting into music in the kind of mid-80s, I think this first came out. It's a brilliant track. It was suggested earlier by Phil Dodgson up in Lancashire. Thank you so much to you, sir, for thinking of The Firm and that I play this track entitled Star Trekking. It's ridiculous. It's hilarious. It sums up this show, really.
Life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. It's happy.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow.
Star Trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise, on your Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it.
Yep. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow. Starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow, Jim.
Starship Captain James T.
Ah, we come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill, men.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. it's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow. Starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Scrape them off, Jim.
Star trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star trekking across the
universe.
Change the laws of physics.
You cannot change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Laws of physics,
Jim. Oh, we come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Scotty, beam me up.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow. Starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow.
You cannot change the script, Jim. Up to you, Jimmy.
It's worse than that. It's physics, Jim.
Bridge to engine room. Warp back to 9.
If I give it any more, she'll blow up.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
What a mad as a box of frogs song. I absolutely loved that. That brought back some nostalgic memories. Can you have nostalgic memories? Isn't that what nostalgia is? Looking back on things, memorising them? No, it's not. I've not described it very well. But anyway, nostalgia is a thing of the past, isn't it? Let's move forward. Let's hark back to that track. I remember thinking that was the greatest thing ever when I heard that when I was about 8 or 9. And now I'm older than that, I can confirm it is the greatest thing ever. So brilliant. Glad you enjoyed it as well. Thanks for being here on the show that goes like this. It's getting to the nitty-gritty section of the show, I like to think. There's quite a lot of deliberating and decisions and wacky guesses coming in for Ben's impossible question, which is nice. We'll try and break through all the craziness of that in a few minutes' time and actually share the correct answer with you around about 10 to 8. And remember, Legend of the Week Award still up for grabs. I've not had too many incidents of people sharing stories about UFO sightings. If you haven't had a UFO sighting, share a story with me of something weird or unexplained that has happened to you. Like the story I shared earlier with the stains in my t-shirt mysteriously getting cleaned, neither by me or my wife, but the t-shirt is now clean. How did it happen? Who did it? Was it aliens? Was it our pet cats? Who knows? Anything like that, anything ridiculous. There is a post on my Facebook profile asking for stories about UFO sightings, and you have to comment below that particular post to win the Legend of the Week Award this week. Who is it going to be? Is it going to be you? Could you be the one with a late entry that makes all the difference? I suggest you absolutely go for it. Right, we've got a few more tracks to squeeze in. We're going to squeeze in celebrity birthdays after this next one as well. If it's your birthday today, I'll wish you a happy birthday as well. I'm not doing it yet, though. I'm doing it at the right time. Here is a track that was suggested by Melissa Stanton earlier on today. It's Bad Moon Rising. It's Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's a brilliant name for a band, let's be honest.
Take
Phoenix FM.
That was Creedence Clearwater Revival then with Bad Moon Rising. If you've just joined us a bit late on tonight's episode and you're wondering what's going on, what's the theme of the evening? Well, yes, it's social media day. We do enough of that though. We don't need to dwell on it. It's Blink 182 day. Why are we celebrating the band? Well, not necessarily. It is exactly halfway through the year on the 30th of June. It's the 182nd day of the year. And a few hours, hence it being halfway through 365. But most excitingly, it's International Asteroid Day! So all the tracks that have been playing throughout this show and for the next 23 minutes and 4 seconds are related to the world of outer space and the universe at large. Because that's where asteroids come from. You know, that's the final word. Anyway, it's been very good to have you along so far. Stay here right up until 8 o'clock. We've got to give out the Legend of the Week award. We've got to find out the answer to Ben's impossible question. We've got to see what the result of the hotly contested poll is before I leave you tonight. And also, we've still got to squeeze in celebrity birthdays. Shall we do that now? Go on then. So, it's the 30th of June. Whose birthday is it today then? Well, if you were listening to Ian Lee's Drive Time show, he told you this earlier on, but whether her surname is Cole, Tweedy, Fernandez, Vicini or whatever, it's Cheryl Cole or Tweedy or Fernandez Vicini's birthday today, and she's 37. She's got to be one of the most complicated artists to talk about now. What the heck is her actual name? Is it back to Tweedy? Anyway, happy birthday. It's Mike Tyson's 54th birthday today. Comedian Catherine Ryan is 37 today. Actor from Men in Black and many films, Vincent D'Onofrio, is 61 today. Actress Gugu Mbatha-Raw is 37 today. And ex-Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps is 35 today. A lot of people are 37. Cheryl, Catherine Ryan and Gugu Mbatha-Raw. Maybe it was a good time 37 years ago. Anyway, if it's your birthday as well, many happy returns to you. Those are your celebrity birthdays for the 30th of June. Well, 21 and a bit minutes left. Still got a few tracks to squeeze in that are appropriate, that have been suggested by you, and all the answers to all the questions coming up before I leave you at 8 o'clock as well. What's next then? Well, it's time for something suggested by Shirley Ann Brown on social media earlier on. Did she suggest it because it's social media day? Or did she suggest it because it's International Asteroid Day? Whatever, it's ELO, it's Mr. Blue Sky. Hey, running down the avenue.
why you had to hide away for so long.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Few people I meant to mention when I was discussing celebrity birthdays, and I never quite reminded myself when it came round to it. So happy birthday to Glenn Hansford up in Lancashire. It was his birthday yesterday. And also today it's a couple of Brother Water Rats birthdays. The brilliant Tony Hatch, amazing songwriter and musician, and the fabulous Yellow Bird. Mr. Sean Rollison has a wonderfully important birthday today, so hugely enjoyable. Happy birthday to you, sir, and you were a fabulous Yellow Bird. That's all I'm going to say. And rather excitingly, back on Sunday, it was my uncle Alan Simmons' birthday. I'm not going to say what birthday, but it was a significant one, and a huge, huge happy birthday to him for last Sunday as well. Hope you had a fabulous day. I hope I've done justice to various people's birthdays in and around today and the surrounding days. Anyway, that's everything birthday-wise for now. We've got a few tracks still to squeeze in. We've got to find out the answers to Ben's impossible question. We've got a bestow legend of the week, and we've got to see who the winner of the hotly contested poll will be before I leave you this evening. So much still to happen. It's brilliant on the show that goes like this. Those are my words. Hopefully, they're your words as well. Now, here are a couple of contrasting tracks coming quickly, one after the other. Here's another kind of challenge track that you probably think radio stations would shy away from playing, but it's appropriate to the theme, so I don't care. Have you ever wondered how high up the moon actually is? How high is the moon? Well, in 1951, Les Paul and Mary Ford wondered the very same thing. We'll be right back. That was Les Paul and Mary Ford with How High the Moon. By the way, if Nick Murphy is listening, he's just sent me a private message on WhatsApp. I didn't understand it when I first read it. All I'm going to say is I have now understood it. So maybe that's a bit late and you won't understand why I'm saying that on the radio. But what the heck? Thanks anyway to Nick Murphy. Right, so much still to happen and to squeeze in. Like I've said, it's coming up to 10 to 8. There's so much to do. What shall I do first? Shall I just play another track? And to heck with the consequences, yes, let's do that. A track from back in the 50s, let's have a track from much more modern times. In a different millennium, it's Nicki Minaj, it's Starships. Don't worry, it's the clean version.
Let's go to the beach, eat, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, oh, let's go get it down. The sound, oh, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it two, three, leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give a
I'm on the floor.
That was Nicki Minaj and Starships there then. I did do a very quick bit of research, and let me just remind myself, the moon, for people wondering how high up the moon actually is 384,400 kilometres away. So there you go. Now, what about the answer to Ben's impossible question?
Not true. That's impossible.
Well, lots of people clearly had worrying times trying to come up with this answer. Remember, the question was, guess the year I graduated from drama school, add together the digits in that year, multiply that number by the number of letters in my star sign. Now, it's relatively simple when you know the answer. When you don't, it's difficult. Rachel Woollett's had a heck of a time with it. She said 18, then she said 10 or 15, then she said 15, then she said if it's not 18, I reckon it's 12. Eddie Bushell said 140. Mike Ritchie said 20. William Milton, oh no, Paul Milton, I beg your pardon, said 20. Mark Wall said 21. Thomas Hayward, who is good at coming up with ridiculous answers, says Gertrude Fennin Gelsteiner III, which has made me chuckle quite a bit. Maria from the Isle of Wight said 130, did she? Or 135? And Ron Wilmot said 130. The correct answer is 10. How on earth is that? Well, a lot of you got that it might be quite low, because the year I graduated from drama school was a bit of a trick question. It was 2000, so all the digits added together are 2. And I'm a Libra, which has 5 letters in it. 2 times 5 is 10, so correct was Siobhan Roxburgh. Well done, Siobhan. Congratulations to you. You've got the impossible question absolutely bang on. You're not even just the closest. Let's have part of one more track before I sum everything up. Here's Madonna with Lucky Star. Well, apologies to Madonna there, having to break off that Lucky Star track a bit early, but otherwise I won't have time to sum everything up. Well, it's been a bumper show. Social Media Day, Blink 182 Day and International Asteroid Day. I asked you to share stories of weird or unexplained things that happened to you or any UFO sightings. Bobo Roberts sent a brilliant picture in that said, if UFOs aren't real, how do you explain croc circles? And there's an outline of a croc shoe in a farmer's field, which is wonderful. Eddie Bushell said he shared the stage once with John Hurt. Whilst turning on Christmas lights in Cromer, John Hurt from the film Alien fame with the chest bursting incident. But this story is the winning story, really, and it comes from Rachel Woollett. She said, Nick Ashton once saw a UFO in Southend. He was at school at Camp Mercy. His friend pointed to something in the sky. Nick looked up and saw a huge gold-coloured disc-shaped thing with a light on top in the sky above them. Apparently it suddenly shot upwards and disappeared. They all saw it and I think they were sober. Well, I do know Rachel Woollett and Nick Ashton are a couple. I asked Rachel if they wanted to share the award. She says no, Nick Ashton can have it. So the winner of Legend of the Week is Nick Ashton. Congratulations to Nick. You are the Legend of the Week. Thanks so much to everybody for tuning in. It's been fabulous being here for you. I'll be back again next week. Here's one of my favourite tracks to play us out. It's Len and Steal My Sunshine.
Yeah, Tim.
Hey, you talked to Mark lately?
I haven't really talked to him, but he looks pretty down.
He looks pretty down. Yeah, well, maybe we should cheer him up then.
What do you suppose we should do?
Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass a Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. I know it's over for me.
Wow, look at her.
I know.
Wow, I've never seen Sharon look so bad before.
I did once before, but this is pretty bad.
Yeah, what do you think she got up to last night? Sharon! I love you!
I was flying on the bench, sliding hard across the street. L-A-T-E-R, that beat. My sticky palms were in the making, so I was at a big hustler with the cheeks.
Yeah.